Daddy Claus has come to save the day. What is this, the PNP? Oh, what's up, my boy, bro?
What's going on, everybody? It's me, the PRIME.
What's going on? Sorry, you got the Santa giggles in me, man. The Santa giggles.
We're here with another episode of the PNP. Obviously, I'm Prime. Here with
Lee Daddy Boy Claus. Oh, Santa Claus in the building.
So obviously, you can see we're wearing Santa hats. Obviously, if you're watching, you're listening, we're wearing Santa hats. It's a Christmas edition of the PNP. And yeah, I decided why not just do something Santa related because, you know, reason for the season, some people's eyes. And before we even get to what we're talking about, the main issue, what's up? What's up, Lee Boy?
Oh, Lee Boy, who that boy, Lee Boy? This Daddy Claus. You know, I'm in the spirit this morning, this evening, whenever you watching this, that's where the spirit resides. Where the spirit resides, where the spirit resides.
Oh, my God. All right,
let me get up out of character. That's too much. Let me go to the little mini. Can y'all see the mini Santa? Oh, the mini Santa joint. Y'all ain't feeling that one? Okay, I'll switch it up. Man. Switch it up for you one time. You know, I'm in the spirit this year. Got the Star Wars Santa hat. Oh, you know, that's killing it. But the one I'm going to land on this evening, you know, I do my Disney content. We got the Disney Santa hat. Shout out to my guy, Mickey. You guys can see those ears. They're going to be going in and out because a little effect in the background. But that's where we're going to land at today. What's up, man? I'm ready to go now. No fun of games.
I don't even know where to go from there, but we have to go somewhere. So, we were just talking about Santa Clauses and wanted to do a list, but I'll be honest with you. I only know, other than this Santa that we're about to talk about, I only know one other good Santa, in my opinion. Lebo, do you have any? You don't have any?
Yeah, well, Santa Claus movies, I mean, there's a bunch of fake Santa Clauses in movies. There's not too many good ones where he's actually being Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the pickings were a little slim.
But this one is probably the best Santa. Can you agree with that or not?
Yeah, and I mean, we should tell the people what we're talking about today. We're talking about the movie. Is it 94?
Yep, 94.
Yep. The Santa Claus or The Santa Claus starring Tim Allen. And yeah, I mean, growing up, I just thought somehow it was like, believable, it was like realistic, maybe not believable, but somewhat realistic of how it would go if a normal person became Santa. So I always liked this movie, and I'm glad we're talking about it today.
Yeah, I like this movie, but like I think he gets better on as Santa later in the movies, but I think this movie, it's like it's Tim Allen, which you know him for wise cracking jokes and all that, transforming into Santa. So it's like first half of the movie, he's just Tim Allen. And then the second half of the movie, he's what some people would consider as a good Santa. And, you know, the evolution is cool. But,
yeah, you definitely see a progression there. And then in the beginning of the movie, you know, they have this whole dynamic with, you know, he's splitting up from his wife and he's got his kid and a stepfather that he's dealing with. Reminds me a lot of Liar Liar. I love that movie as well. You know, obviously Jim Carrey's trying to win over his kid and, you know, being good graces with the mom and show up the stepfather. So a lot of those elements are the same, which is maybe a reason why I like this movie so much as a kid. But yeah, it was dope. The evolution or the transition we seen from regular old Tim Allen, the tool man, to Mr. SC, which is cool. It's a cool movie.
Which is also, before we get into our little review or whatever, it's not a family movie, but it's a family movie. It's like, because, like I said, wisecracking jokes, Tim Allen. He jokes in like the first half of the movie, and then the second half, he's straight PG Santa. So it's like two halves, because even in the first few minutes, it's a joke that they had to take out. Like, they took it out of, it was in theaters and it was on a VHS, but after that, it's not on Disney Plus, it's not on nowhere. where there's a hotline joke that they make in the beginning. It was like, oh, me and Charlie called a hotline last night. And obviously, it was called like whatever the number was, it was a real hotline number and it was getting real calls. So they had to take it out. But I think that's funny. But anyways.
I'm always coming with the Easter eggs, man. Like, who is this? I don't know. I'm not sure what version I watched, but I didn't see the hotline part. So
you did not see the hotline. The only reason, the only people that have seen the hotline version are the people that still have the VHS. If you haven't seen it on VHS, then you don't have the hotline version. That's plain and simple. But before we get into it, because I just thought about it. How do you feel about the coincidental Scott Calvin and Santa Claus name, SC initials?
So yeah, SC, I mean, I think it, you know, it makes sense for them to like throw in a bunch of innuendos and coincidences. Like he's got to be Scott Calvin, just for the jokes, for the sake of jokes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. Makes sense to me. I mean, the only part that like tripped me out, and we'll probably get into this, and when they delivered all those packages to Scott Calvin, and it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't know, but this is like he said, nobody SC. Realizes he's Santa. Like, come on, there's just so many instances where it's like, come on, cats out the bag.
Are you? Dude was like, hey, are you SC? He was like, Scott Calvin, that's me. All right,
I would have been totally like, nah, I'm not looking for that SC. I'm looking for, I got these 150 packages. Actually, way more than that should be for all the kids around the world, which kills me too. We're gonna get into that later, but
we'll get to that. And that's that actual scene makes me very upset. We'll get into it. But anyway, Scott and his son Charlie, and Charlie's coming over for Christmas. Neil, I forgot his mom's name. They don't really say his mom's name, but his mom and Neil. Neil is the stepdad. They are going to, I guess, Neil's parents' house. So Charlie doesn't want to stay with his dad, and you know, so going through divorce. So obviously, he wants to stay with his mom, and it's not going well. It's not going well. He burns the food. He took him to Denny's with all the other dad's birthday food, at, which is a funny, it's a funny joke. Then, you know. Going to sleep, he was just like, all right, go to sleep. Christmas is over. They spent Christmas at Denny's burning food. That's not a good Christmas.
So I'll just relate to this really quick because my parents split up when I was young. And I just remember going to my dad's. The food just was never quite right. It was never quite a home feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like dark and it was just never, you know, wasn't never cheery. So, and not to say that one was any less than the other, but I was feeling a little Charlie on this. He's like, you didn't have to pull out the goddamn fire extinguisher twice on one turkey.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Wild.
Man. But all right. So here is the basically the meat and potatoes of the movie, or something to get into it. They hear stuff on the roof. Charlie wakes up Scott or Tim Allen, whatever, and he's like, oh, maybe it's just a branch or something. They hear it again. He's like, I am going to go outside. First of all, who's called? Do you think this was Tim Allen's call to go outside like this in the winter with a big coat and some drawers?
Yeah, like, he just had the drawers.
Who does that?
Yeah, I'm just not going outside if that's what I got on. It's not that urgent. How urgent it could this possibly
be? I mean, it is something was on your roof. So I was like, you got to like, I don't know.
I'm staying inside, yeah.
But anyway. So he says, hey, you, or something like that. And the dude, clumsy Santa, falls and dies. Like, okay. He never fell off a roof before. They don't have this.
Yeah, they don't have no backup plan, emergency.
But they had a backup number. Plan, but, you know, yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, you got to have some precautions for the roof. You know what I'm saying? You on the job, man. Like, this, there's got to be some workplace employment laws against all this, man. Like,
yeah, I mean. He never came past a guy working at 11:30. He came home and he on the roof. Like, I don't know. Anyways,
Santa. And so dies. That originally happens on what, Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, when Santa usually delivers the gifts. Yes,
right.
So Santa dies, and Charlie comes outside and it says, put the suit on, reindeer know what to do. So he puts the suit on, he gets on top, he sees reindeer and everything. And, you know, so they kind of just go delivering presents house to house, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then, so they're done with all that stuff for the night. A good line, though, because he's embracing it, but not embracing it. Like, he's still like, I'm going crazy once people are having a dream. So he was like, yeah. ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and to all a good night. And in the morning, I'm getting a CAT scan. Yeah, I don't know, that line just stick out to me. Like, all right, it's a good line, especially from Tim Allen's delivery. But they go to the North Pole, and now it's not starting to set in, but it's like, all right, this is weird. So obviously he's still SC. They call him SC. Got him SC pajamas. Everything says SC. So
he's still skinny. He's still skinny at this point too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still regular tier. He's like, oh, Scott Calvin. Yeah, Scott Calvin. Yeah, yeah. They're like, no. You're Santa Claus. He's like, what you mean? He's like, did you put on the suit? He was like, yeah. Did you get the card? He was like, yeah. Well, you're Santa. So
and this is Bernard, yeah. Which is Bernard, his character, yes. Yes. Is just hilarious because he's like the grumpiest elf of all time.
The oldest and the biggest elf.
Old, he must have had some kind of glitch where he got old and came up to the North Pole or something, because everybody else is small. He mad. I mean, they asked who's the head elf in charge. They didn't never mention Bernard. They kept saying it's you, Santa, it's you, SC, it's you, but it's you. It should have been Bernard.
Bernard is the head elf. Bernard is the head elf in charge. Santa is in charge.
Right.
So I guess understand that then it's Bernard. And then later Curtis, but you'll meet him later. Anyways, he goes to sleep. And I guess whenever he goes to sleep, they put him back in his bed magically. So he wakes up. He was like, oh, I had a dream. That was weird. SC. Okay. Scott Calvin, of course. And then, of course, Mom comes to pick him up, and now Charlie is like, yeah, Dad is Santa, and he did this, and he did that, and he did that. And she's like, did you let him watch, what did y'all do last night? And then that's when in the original version, he says, we called a hotline. So that's when he says it. But then he's like, nah, we just, and he can't remember. So he's like, we just remember,
but his memory is just, he doesn't believe what he remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
He thinks,
so of course,
still. But Charlie confirms it. He's like, nah.
Charlie fired up.
North Pole. We saw Bernard. We saw the elves. And Mom is like, come on now, because what we didn't explain is he's having this whole issue with believing in Santa, and other kids aren't believing in Santa, so they're trying to, you know, play it down a little bit. Like, all right, Santa's real, but he's like an idea. And then it turns out his dad is Santa, but. So yeah, it makes Tim Allen or SC Scott Calvin's character look crazy. Like, he's been telling Charlie about Santa, knowing well that he's already going through this episode. So
yeah, it's not weird to me, but it's like he's maybe six or seven, and they like, all right, Santa ain't real. It's like, well,
I don't know. Be young, right, to kill somebody's dreams about Santa. Yeah. Like,
that's what Tim Allen would say. He was like, well, if you're going to tell him, at least let me be a part of it, because that's not, at least let him have some imagination, especially with his parents getting divorced, is what Scott Calvin was saying, Tim Allen. But anyways, all this stuff happens. So now Charlie goes to school. He's like, yeah, my dad is Santa, and Santa, 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 Santa. And now the people are getting worried. They're like, Scott, what are you telling him? And then, of course, Scott is changing. He's getting bigger. He's getting a white beard, long white hair. And he shaves it off and he can't.
Facial hair is popping right back up. Like,
comes right back, which I like that effect, though. I like that one effect, the way he shaves it off and he's looking in the mirror and it like just like transforms on his face.
And he's like,
yeah, great effects. He goes to the doctor and he's like on the scale running it off. And the doctor's like, no, you're still the same weight. So,
yeah, at one point, he literally gets on a scale and it is going up as he's on the scale.
Yes.
He's like, this scale's got to be broken, man. What the hell's going on with this scale?
So while he's having a crisis of I might be Santa, they have, okay, which is, this is, I'm not gonna lie to you, this is very extreme, but they take away his visitation privileges because he wants his son to believe that Santa is real.
Yeah, y'all gonna take away his visitation. Come on, child support.
Visitation because he wants his son to believe in Santa. He's dressing up like Santa. Or they think he's dressing up like Santa to make sure his son still believes in Santa. Like, really though? That gets you from not seeing your kids?
God, yeah, I mean, God. I could see if he was 10, 12 years old, you got him brainwashed that Santa's real. He's only 6 years old.
Yeah,
it's let him live, seven. Lord.
But anyway, Bernard gave him a snow globe. He was like, all right, well, I got a snow globe. Cool. And now he's just showing everybody, but they're not like, they're not believing it. They're just like, okay, cool. So then a lot of things happen. And of course, we get the list. He gets the list. And now he's like studying this list. And he's going around, you know, I guess trying to see who's naughty or nice. So he's like, you know, Kevin, naughty. And he passed by a lady. He's like, Veronica, very nice. And then she's like, in your dreams. He was like, naughty. Okay, I got you. So, yeah, so he's just going around, you know, basically saying naughty or nice. And he goes to Charlie's, like, soccer game. And he's just sitting there. Of course, everybody thinks he's Santa Claus because, you know, the appearance.
Sad and he got that beard.
He has a red coat and a white hat. And then obviously the white hair. So they're like, oh, that's Santa. And then his mom comes in there pissed, like, oh, you want Charlie and all his kids to be, you want brownie points? You ain't getting no brownie points. We're leaving. She takes Charlie out the game and then they just leave. And then I guess that's when they foul the final. You can't see him, of course. And then
now, just to make it clear that obviously we see that Scott Calvin has transitioned. I feel like they should have like cut Charlie's hair a little bit or just gave him just a little bit slight look, because he looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're that age from 6 to 7, you know, there's drastic changes that happen.
Kept that little bowl cut.
Yeah, a little, like, he kept the same exact outfit on, same hair and everything, and, like, obviously he looks exactly the same because he was the same age, but I think they could have did a little bit of something with that because it kind of just confusing if you're not really paying attention.
Right, because, like, Neil, the guy Neil, in the beginning, he had his hair to where I guess he can, like, slick it back, so in the beginning it looked slicked back, so it looked like he don't have as much of them. And at the end of the movie, when he comes back, it's like, you know, he has it out. So it looks like a time passed. But of course.
Mom looked the same pretty much, right?
Yeah, mom looked the same.
Charlie looked the same. Obviously, Scott Calvin looks totally different. So
yes,
there's your transition.
But anyways, he comes to say goodbye to Charlie, as in, like, you can't see him because of visitation. And Charlie's like, okay, but here, look at the snow globe. And he's like, I see it. He's like, no, look into it. Believe it. And then he looks into the snow globe. He believes it. He's like, oh, I'm Santa Claus. Like, all right. And then it's like, as soon as he's like, I'm Santa Claus, the reindeer are like on the roof. And his mom goes like, his mom and Neil go like out the room somewhere, come back, and they go. And he was like, oh, you trying to kidnap my son? Let me call the cops. So they call the cops on him and everything. And that was bad. But of course, knowing Charlie, he went to the North Pole with his dad to, you know, to what they gonna do this year to deliveries and all that. They got a fire suit, as the kids say, but they got a fire suit, like, it can't catch on fire, which he will still probably die because he ain't got no face cover, but got a fire suit. They got
the hot cocoa. You talking about all the gadgets? Yeah.
The cocoa cookies, dispenser. Yeah. They got all that they done rigged up the sleigh and all that with. And I'm pretty sure at this point, since it's Thanksgiving, it's probably like December now. And he's just not calling his mom. Like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm with dad. He's like, She's like, where you at? He's like, I'm at North Pole. He said it all casually.
And that's what killed me the first and second time they went to the North Pole. Like, Charlie was like, oh yeah, we're just chilling. Like, first off, Charlie didn't have no coat on. He was especially the second time I noticed when they was sipping the hot cocoa. I'm like, you need all that cocoa and cookies.
Yeah.
You ain't got no beanie on, bruh, or a jacket. Yeah. And you in the air going 100 miles per hour. He must be cold as hell. But yeah, Charlie just chilling in the North Pole. He ain't even tripping.
Yep. So anyways, we're a year later. It was Christmas Eve again, and they're delivering gifts. And then they go to Charlie's house. And while he's, for some reason, delivering Charlie's gifts, police are like, all right, Scott Calvin, get him. And then, of course, he gets arrested. So he gets arrested. His reindeer is still at the top or whatever. And now it's like Operation Save Santa. So Charlie is on the roof, which so did the cops just not check on the roof to see these reindeer and a little boy?
What? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of big misses in this. And that's where, you know, I said in the beginning he was believable, and that was obviously in a child's eyes, and you know, the transformation and stuff, like when the facial hair pops up, I was like, oh, that's cool movie magic. When people are just missing these obvious Santa clues, it's like it hurts just to watch as a fan of cinema.
All the kids are like, oh, it's Santa, and all the adults are like, yeah, whatever. He's just a guy trying to be Santa.
Yeah. And we said we would go to it, so I have to go back to when the presents get delivered, which is just one of the biggest clues that this guy's saying. His name's SC. I mean, he just nonchalantly says, all right, you just go upstairs. I'm gonna put all the presents inside the house. It's a billion presents inside the house. Yeah. First off, how you do it that quick? You didn't need no help.
All he said is, I'm going to go shave. It don't take that long to go shave.
And then,
especially for to go right back.
They had about 5 FedEx trucks. And you mean to tell me that's enough for all the kids in the world?
Apparently. 5 trucks. It's a movie. It wasn't present. It was the list. So the list of names. So I guess.
Oh, that was only list. Those weren't any presents.
No, only the list. Yes.
Okay, so that might be enough. All right.
But that might be enough. 5 full FedEx trucks of a paper, pretty much.
So where do presents come from then?
The presents come from
the magic.
No, the elves make presents all year.
But I'm saying, as far as him delivering, do they ever show?
They don't show. Okay. From what I've gathered from this movie, from the first movie, it's like, I guess whatever house he's at, the bag just fills up. It's like Amazon.
Yeah.
You go to Amazon, it's like they put in the address, and when you get to the address, whatever is on there is in there, and then you take it in, and then it gives you the next address, and then you go to the next address, and then whatever's on there, you take it in.
So somehow it's magic. Okay,
it's magic somehow.
It's an explanation. It's better than him carrying around all the boxes. So
yeah, because at the end of each house is empty. Because he was like, in the beginning, he was like, look, it's empty. And then he went to the next house. He was like, y'all, it's empty. And then he looked in there and was like, oh, it's filled up again. So then the thing actually takes him in there. So the sack takes him in the house.
Right.
That's how he gets in there. So yeah. But anyways, we're a year later. And he had an altercation with a little girl the year before when he was just Scott Calvin. Now he's Santa. And he told her, he wants soy milk. So he drunk. He was like, ew. She was like, what? You said you want soy milk? He was like, oh, yeah, I did say that, right?
Yeah, he was like, okay. I think this milk expired.
Yeah. He was like, I did say that, right? Okay, sorry. You're right. And all that kind of stuff. So it was like he still gets a redemption from being non-believing Scott Calvin to now Santa Claus. And now the elf squad got to get him out.
Squad, huh?
They get Charlie, they get SC out of jail. Because
wait, and address them properly. These are the elves with attitude.
Yes. And
I hate when they just add with attitude to any group of people.
Yes.
Because it's like elves
with attitude.
You kind of nicest elves. You're not probably using the N-word, but you know what that first word is. And you just taking this whole hip hop, and there's nothing else hip hop about this movie, except for they just bat, like, it's just with attitude. Okay, okay.
They are probably the nicest elves in this movie. They're nicer than Bernard. Like, right. These are probably the nicest elves. Probably because they fight other people. That's why they get the attitude. So, yeah, sure.
EWA. Sure.
Yeah. Sure. So they save Santa. And now he's back. Charlie's back with his mom. And now they're back at the house. His mom and Neil still don't believe it. And then he gives them some gifts from their childhood. They believe it.
I thought that was actually a decent part of the movie where, like, they're going back and they remember what deterred them from believing in Santa. The mom's like, oh, I kept asking for that one gift. And then Neil, he was like, I wanted that Oscar Mayer wiener whistle.
Yep. Yep.
I kept asking for it. And what killed me, he stopped believing at 3 years old. Like,
yeah, he didn't get it. He was like, I don't even remember
being 3 years old at Christmas. Like, you was asking for the Oscar Mayer wiener whistle all the whole time you was two up until you was three. and said, oh, skip Santa. Forget Santa. He didn't bring me my whistle at 3 years old. You done already? Damn.
By the way, just a quick question. Does Santa lose track of, like, he got arrested and had to go back and all that kind of stuff. So does that mean some people don't get their gifts?
Yeah, because how does he make enough time, right? Like, this got to be a tight schedule on Christmas Eve, bro.
Yeah.
Any step backs, how are you getting this done? I would assume, there might be, look, if it was me, I would have the present, because he had the Naughty or Nice list was presents, cold. See, I would have the in-between list. So, like, just in case I don't have time, these kids is on the cusp. Y'all gonna get some coal this year. I'm sorry. So maybe he had the third list. We just didn't see.
And then Neil asked him, like, Neil asked him something about what he want or something. He was like, I don't think I'm gonna go in the family business. And I always make this joke because the family business, I mean, he wants to be Santa. So that means he wants to push his dad off a roof and kill him to be Santa?
That's the only way it's going to happen, right? I mean, there's no actual expiration on Santa other than slipping off the roof.
As soon as you're Santa, you're immortal.
Yeah, which I'm still struggling with. How did the first Santa lose his life so, like, easily? Like, you ain't ready for that, bro? It's snow everywhere. You on roofs, like... Yeah.
Who knows?
You gotta have some Timberlands on with some cleats. Like,
who knows? Who knows?
Spikes in there, bro. Come on.
But yes, anyways, it's a happy family. They not getting divorced no more. And she's like, you can come see Charlie whenever you want. And pretty much happy family. Charlie, Neil, Scott Galvin, Santa Claus, and the mom are happy. And Bernard and all the other elves too. But I would say this is a good family movie, other than the Tim Allen isms, which I'm pretty sure are probably just for the adults that went to go with their kids. Because, like, even in the beginning, there's a joke with Tim Allen. He was like, hey, so-and-so, that's why your secretary is in your lap, because your wife isn't here, right? And then, so he makes jokes like that. But yeah.
I mean, it's that good, inappropriate 90s humor where they're not, it's, you know, they're kind of alluding to it, but, like, in today's...
For every Tim Allen movie?
Yeah, in today's climate, though, people are too aware of those type of jokes for them to slide through at all. Like, no, this is too obvious. Back then, I think it was a little bit covered up, but not, you know, looking back at it now, it's like, oh, it's just inappropriate for a family movie. But
does Tim Allen, do you think they will ever do a fourth Santa Claus?
With Tim Allen?
Yes.
I don't think with Tim Allen. I think they'll try to bring this back with someone.
Do you think Charlie would be somehow Santa Claus?
I can see him being maybe the dad.
Okay.
Or something. Okay. Being the stepdad, and somehow he like, nah, I don't believe it no more. I was just a kid or something like that.
Oh, they already did that.
They already did that?
They already did the I don't believe it no more. No, they did it in the second one.
Oh, see, look, I got to go back and watch.
Because... And they are so far from each other. That's why. I believe the second one came out in like 2002. So that's a long, that's almost, you know, 8 years. That's 8 years. So, you know, he's like, yeah, I stopped believing because my dad never sees me anymore because he's all, he's mad because he can't tell nobody that his dad is Santa because he can't tell nobody.
But as of now, I would say that they would probably cast someone else, like a Ryan Reynolds or something like that. Some,
I think everybody would want Tim Allen, though.
I can see him being in it, maybe passing along or dying real quick.
I would say either he died, not he dies, but he passes the torch and then he just gets old. So maybe he might either die or just gets very old.
Yeah, like, I could see him, like, if he was a coach, if he was a Santa Claus coach, that would be nice. Yeah. That'd be dope.
Yeah, something like that, where he's Santa, but he, like, in the, and somehow in the movie, he passes the torch to a new generation or whatever. Yeah, I could see that happening. He does have a son, too, so
that
could be something to, or he has a son in the third one, so that could be something to, whatever. Anyways, I guess that's the Santa Claus, because we don't talk, we don't ramble on enough, because, like, it's Christmas, you know, y'all don't want to hear us keep talking on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, so, go watch the Santa Claus.
Yeah, go watch the Santa Claus.
Go ahead, check that out. And they did a cool, I guess, little play on words with it being the Claus.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. I was like, the reason why everybody spells Santa Claus wrong.
Right. So just be aware of that. Look out for that. It's interesting. It's a good story. If you haven't seen this one, then just check it out. It's a great for Christmas and after. And they got a couple sequels that are worthy based on the first one. So nice little enterprise of movies you guys can watch on Christmas.
Yes. Real quick, we got to breeze through this. All right. When I say breeze through this, you give me the categories and we're going to give our grades. Nostalgia star. Let's go. Production.
Production, I'll give this an A minus. I love how they show Santa to us. And I love the special effects of Tim Allen turning into Santa. So that'll give me an A minus right there.
I would give it an A. I would give it a straight A because, not a, you know, I give it an A because, like, everything Santa Claus eat in the workshop looks so much of what you imagine something like that would look like with your imagination. All the sets.
You got the reindeers.
Reindeers. The set with the toy, with the workshop. And then the house, like, the, it don't look like a, you know, like some movies where they have a house, it don't look like a house, look like a set or a stage. So a lot of everything was, I thought, just was
in
good
general, his Santa Claus suit was nice. Yep. The box with all the lists was, you know, looked very Santa-esque, if that's a word. Definitely not. But yeah, very
suit, a bunch of nice looks touches. Good too.
Suit looks good.
So yeah,
a bunch of nice touches.
Give it an A. Plot, I would give the plot a B because the first plot is good, obviously, of him becoming Santa. But the divorce and the you can't see your kid, the more, not too much. Just for me, a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, they hit a couple extremes in this one. Like you said, the whole divorce and then them, like, not wanting Charlie's, 6-year-old Charlie, to believe in Santa no more. Like, it's just way past time. Like, relax now. Mm-hmm. Relax. They could have made him 8 or 9 if they wanted to do all that.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, there's a couple holes in the plot. A lot of people did not recognize Santa, which they could have made a couple jokes there. People, you know, just like seeing through SC, Scott Calvin. So I'll be right there with at a B with you, B.
Okay. Should we do fandom? Let's do fandom. I would say fandom for this is an A because they have 3 movies and everybody wants a 4th one. And it's like, even though people really don't necessarily like Tim Allen, if he's doing a Santa Claus movie, they're gonna want to see it every time, which is weird, but you know,
I'll give it a B. No particular reason other than it, I don't think it gets enough praise as a Christmas classic quite yet. I think it could get there, but just the fact that it has 3 movies, obviously, there, you know, there's lots of fans behind it. But I think this one could be heralded more as a classic, so I'll give it some room for improvement.
Okay. Let's go with cast. Cast, I'm gonna give it a B because Tim Allen, Judge Reinhold are the only people I necessarily are the only people I necessarily know. And Bernard, but Bernard is still known for this and other stuff, but not nothing major.
Yeah, I'll just give it, I guess, C plus-ish for the same reason. I really only know Tim Allen, recognize Neil, recognize Bernard a little bit, don't know their names. Mom didn't know, and it's no indictment on them or anything. I guess it sounds pretty bad, but Tim Allen, they pretty much got him to carry this whole thing. And Tim Allen, he's a star. He's a star, but not a lot of, like you said, not a lot of people like him. Not the person I would choose to lead my movie. I do like him in the TV show arena. He was great in this, so there's no real, nothing against him in general, but he just ain't that great of an actor. Let's just keep it real.
I like him.
Voiceover is great.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. I like him when he's, if it calls for him to be a snarky character, but all of his characters are snarky, so it's like he's just playing Tim Allen. Like how some people say a certain people play the same person, just different names. That's Tim Allen, unfortunately. But, Buzz, well, he's Buzz, he transforms. He ain't Tim Allen, he's Buzz. Other than that, any other thing, he's Tim Allen, or Tim the Tool Man, to be more specific.
Yep.
Yes. And what's our last category?
Longevity.
Longevity, well.
How's this one continue to play out? We talked about the graphics. I think that they look pretty good still. I think they look pretty good.
To be almost 30, yes.
Yeah, they look real good. In general, like the sets and everything like that. Like this movie could have easily been dated, but it just doesn't feel like a dated movie watching it. It feels pretty good. The jokes are pretty good. The acting is not. It's not like terrible 90s deplorable acting or anything like that. It's solid enough and something that you could still see on screen today. Wouldn't be surprised if something like this came out tomorrow. So especially on Disney Plus and like the low budget movies that they do, or some of the Netflix movies and stuff that are out there like this. This could definitely compete in 2021 going on to 2022. So longevity, I'll give it B plus, A minus. Let's say
I'll give it a B.
I'll give it a B plus.
Okay. And that was a nostalgia star. We're gonna be rating. We always rate moves on the nostalgia star. Hey, be on the lookout for some more. We got some more nostalgia ratings coming out because we did do 6 Home Alone movies. So all right. We might put them out 6 days of Christmas or whatever the case is. I don't know, but.
Hey. 6 days of Christmas, boy. What you talking about?
Hey, we could do 6 days of Christmas.
I thought it was 12 days. You just made some up.
Oh yeah, 6 movies. So I just whatever.
There you go.
Hanukkah.
The Kwanzaa candle.
Whatever.
Of Home Alone movies. There you go.
We already know. Yeah, whatever. All right. So let everybody know where they can find you.
Find me on LeeBoyTV.com, LeeBoyTV on all socials. I just did a feature for a music video. My guy Ace Noir, go check out that pay up video. You can find the link in my Instagram bio. It was a good time. And then make sure you check out our last episode with Jonesy from You Got Served. He had a dope announcement about You Got Served 2 in there. So go check that out as well. And hopefully you had a Merry Christmas. This is going out right before Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas. Christmas is on Saturday. This is Friday. Happy holidays, everybody. From Daddy Claus himself.
Yep, happy holidays. And yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, KBNG Primetime. Follow the podcast at, you can follow the podcast at Prime Nostalgia Pod on Instagram, P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter. We're going to get more active on there. We're going to get more active on posting stuff on TikTok too, because why not? New Year, we're going to start posting our clips on TikTok and Twitter and all that. We're going to start, doing more.
Y'all stuff. Make sure y'all make them clips go crazy. Like, share, and comment. Straight from Daddy Claus.
What if Bernie Mac was Santa? Can you do a Santa Bernie Mac?
Mother sucker.
I told you were going to get the cold.
I could do that, but I ain't going to deface Santa like that. That's blasphemous. And then also, Lee Boy and Fuzz, this character, Daddy Claus, actually showed up alongside Fuzz last year. I'm going to be putting out something special on Christmas for that. So hopefully you guys can check it out.
Yeah, and I guess that's all we got to say. Look out for this episode. Let us know what y'all want next, because next is New Year's, I'm assuming. So we'll see y'all almost next year, because it's not quite going to be New Year's. But you know what I mean. Anyways, from Lee Boy, from Santa,
Daddy Claus,
me, I'm going to say prime time is all the time.
All the time. Merry
Christmas. And we out. Stay here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is lime. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime.